Daily Light, December the 16th, morning. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. For they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. Oh, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. John 13:1. John 17:9-10. John 17:15-16. John 15:9-13-14. John 13:34. Philippians 1:6. Ephesians 5:25-26. Daily Light, December the 16th, evening. The depths of God. Oh, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. For this reason I bow my knee before the Father, in whom every family in heaven and on earth are named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. And John 15:15. Matthew 13:1, 2 Corinthians 2:12, and Ephesians 3:14-19.